It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Sound it.
Here's the good news. Gather around, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Monday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where on this day in particular, we cough up the news for you.
Happy 420, everybody.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters, streaming with us on our Hank Facebook page. Jump on in on the fun. Still fun over there. It's almost impossible to keep up, it seems, with what the heck is going on with the Strait of Hormuz. Mm. So, Iran blocked it. Then we double blocked it. And then they tried to sneak past the block. And now we're not Red Rovering this. We attacked and seized an Iranian cargo ship trying to get past the blockade. They literally shot stuff at it and disabled it. Trump says the ship was given fair warning to stop, but the crew refused to listen. Anyway, they took out the engine room, and that was the end of that. Iran's not very happy about it. It's tenuous because today, another delegation with Vance and company is heading to Pakistan to talk, but it's yet to be determined if Iran's going to even show up.
Does this still count as the ceasefire?
I guess. It's 2 weeks in. I mean, you know, it's great. Okay. So, yeah. Iranian spokesperson said they have, quote, no plans for the next round of negotiations, but no decision has been made. Even though that sounds like a decision.
Well, yeah, and it's the whole, I know you are, but what am I? Of the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
What a bet.
Meanwhile, troops are assembling. So, go get them, JD.
That's right.
Go get them. Hormuz.
So you remember when Timothy Chalamet went on a rant about ballet and opera for whatever reason? Well, he said those things don't matter. And one gal, A-lister, Charlize Theron, well, she is fighting back. She says that dance taught her discipline and structure, hard work, and how to be tough. Even hopes to run into him one day. Tell him off.
Yeah, Chalamet.
Says the dancers are superheroes. And get this, even admits that in a decade, AI will be able to do their jobs, but not the ballerina or the opera singer.
There you go.
Got that? Take it. That. He's part of the Kargener industrial complex.
Yeah, but in a fight, I would definitely take Charlize over Chalamet.
No,
she could
kidding,
punt
right?
Him. He's like 90 pounds soaking wet.
All day
wet.
Long.
So she's riding a wave right now.
Drinking Jack all by myself.
Ella Langley, and we'll see if it's going to be 7 weeks at number one for that song in particular. Her album, which dropped, that is number one. There have been rumors for quite some time that her and Riley Green are a thing. She says, nope, we're just friends, and that's how that goes. They did a duet, you know how people start talking.
Yeah.
But evidently briefly for a thing. Turns out Farmer Wants a Wife alumni John Sansone. They were dating for a little bit, him and Ella Langley. So he confirms this past Thursday, because he won, as you know, season 3 of Farmer Wants a Wife. I know you know that. But it was about 3 months later, less than that, he announced the breakup of him and whoever the heck he chose on the show.
It didn't work out. Wait, a reality TV show about love didn't...
He ended up sliding into Ella Langley's, whatever you call it on TikTok, DMs.
Oh, you gotta swerve in. That's what the kids say.
And they
say.
Started talking that way.
Ah.
And then they briefly dated. But she shut it down. She wants to focus on her music.
Right.
He wants to focus on his farm.
He's not number one in Barnes.
That or he chose Texas. Texas, I'm not sure. But either way. He'll find love.
Yeah.
He'll find love.
Taylor Swift is fine with having a SWAT team at her upcoming wedding. But do not mess with the aesthetic. She's in her bridal era. So she's going to need something old, new, borrowed, blue, and Kevlar. Apparently, her security detail is lobbying her to wear a bulletproof vest on the big day. She says, she wants to feel like a bride, not a target, and pushing back.
Goodness.
On any idea that would make the big event feel militarized.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, she could go with like camouflage as her colors.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, I mean,
get some Ducks Unlimited stuff.
Have you seen how her groom dresses? We'll be lucky if he doesn't wear that anyway. It's like a pink boa or something.
It's going to be a late puck drop, but pardon me if I need, if I can do some sports.
Sports!
All right, here we go.
Where's Kevin Lundqvist?
Our Dallas Stars need to do something here. Dallas Stars! Game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs was Saturday afternoon, and the Stars got shellacked. And that was not expected. Minnesota Wild came in and just knocked them six ways, well, tonight. So it's an 8:30 puck drop tonight. So the Dallas Stars on home ice, down 1-0 in the series. Meanwhile, we're seeing something happen this season in NASCAR that hasn't been done in a long time. Michael Jordan's team, Tyler Reddick, the driver, wins again for this season. It went to overtime, but he tops Kyle Larson, who was trying to break a nearly a 40-race winless streak. But Tyler Reddick wins his fifth Cup Series race this season. The last driver to win five of the first nine Cup Series races, Dale Earnhardt in 1987. So this will change things up, though. They go to Talladega next week. And, Heather, you know how Talladega is.
I do.
Oh, my God.
Eric Church sang about it.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Sports.
So 420 sounds like all fun and games until you need a bigger bra. And you happen to be a man. Dr. Anthony Yoon warning folks that weed may not be good for your man card. Apparently, it causes testosterone levels to fall and estrogen levels to rise. So can it give you the man boo-boos? It says probably. Oh. Although the association between marijuana and gynecomastia has not been conclusively proven, it is very plausible.
Gotcha.
So they also recommend to stop using cannabis if you feel that this is happening. So let's just make some really good choices.
That would explain that long-awaited Willie Nelson-Dolly Parton duet.
I mean, all comes together.